na ginagawa would only touch on the basics of the faith, no? Namely, the 12 articles. Now, you are studying the articles on the church. And after the articles on Jesus Christ, the church would be considered as most significant in the study, in our study. So what should you learn about, first of all, the materials? No? The basic materials that we use in Mafamco are the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the Catechism for Filipino Catholics. Now, please do not misunderstand. We use the Catechism for Filipino Catholics, but it's not exclusively it's not only for Filipinos. Why do I want that material? Because it's more organized than the CCC. Now that's in my opinion. Now, what should you know about the church? First of all, the nature. What is the church? Okay? What distinguishes? You see, CCC and CFC are Vatican II ecclesiology. What is Vatican II ecclesiology? Ecclesiology means the study of the church, the doctrine on the church. Pag sinabing ecclesiology, from the term ecclesia, okay? What is the nature of the church? What is the church? So, before Vatican II, the church was only seen as institution. It was only seen as structure. It was only understood as the Pope, the bishops, the priests. And for the longest time, that was the understanding. When you say church, that would be only the hierarchy, the leaders. But with Vatican II, we don't have anything new. We don't have something new. It is what is the original. It's not what is new. New means we change it. No, we do not. We did not change it. We went to the origins. Okay? We went to the origins of what the church is. No? Kung the church that was founded by Jesus Christ, the church of the New Testament, the church of the apostles, the church of the first Christians. What was that church? Now you go to the meaning of ecclesia. No, the root word of ecclesia, or the root word of ecclesiology of church. You see, the term church in English is a derivative of the German Kirche. But Kirche, you know, is the structure, the building. What do you call the community in German? Diba? Gemeinde, Gemeinschaft. That would be what church is. It was, in the time of Jesus, a community, a unity of people centered on Jesus. Now, ecclesia is from the word ekkalein. You will find that in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Ekkalein means called out of. Called out of what? So tinawag, hindi ito initiative ng tao. It is God who calls us. Out of what? Out of death, out of sin, out of darkness. All the elements that Jesus defeated with his incarnation, with his birth, with his resurrection, with his death and resurrection, all of this, we were all called out of this. For what? Yon. We were called out of all this so that we can be united in Jesus and find life in him. Find meaning in him. Find eternal life with him. Find communion with God through Jesus. So basically, that's what church is. Church, yes, it is an institution. We cannot avoid thinking of the church as institution because we really have a structure in the church. We are governed by the shepherds. We have leaders. Okay? Yes. The church is an organization. We are members of the church because of baptism. But for primarily church is it is a communion. So that should be tackled in ecclesiology. The nature of the church as communion. Communion means unity. Whose initiative? God. We are called for what? Life. Eternity. Our destiny is the kingdom of God. Heaven. Life with Jesus. You see? So, we do not only look at the church from the earthly or terrestrial terms. Hindi lang pang lupa ang simbahan. It is the seed and the beginning of the kingdom. Meron tayong destination. We are all pilgrims. The church cannot be an end. So that's the second thing you should remember. The church is not an end in itself. The church is only sacrament. So put that in writing, because that's another important definition of church. After communion, church is sacrament. But before I tackle sacrament, church, because she is communion, is to be associated first and foremost with God. You don't associate the church immediately with the Pope or the bishops or the parish priest. Although, I must admit that whenever you are asked, ano religion mo? Sabihin mo, oh, I am a Catholic. Okay? Again, immediately, ang sasagot natin, I am a Christian. I am a Catholic. And then, sabihin mo, God, oh, I was baptized a Catholic. And I belong to the parish of St. Anthony. And our parish priest is this. Again, you will, of course, enumerate all those identifying marks. But you see, when you speak of church, the first association is with God. That's why the church is called mystery. Okay? She's mystery. Why? Because the church belongs to God. Nobody owns the church. It's not the property of the bishops and the Pope. Who owns the church? Who is the owner of the church? God. That's why she's mystery. The church belongs to God. Kaya, ang tawag sa kanya is church. From the word Kirche. And what? Yung Kirche in German, meron pa yung may root meaning pa yun. Ang root word noon ay Kirche. Kurios. Kuriakon. See? Church. Kirche, Kuriakon. Kuriakon in Greek means one that belongs to Kyrios. Who is the Kyrios? The Lord. So one that belongs to the Lord. The church belongs to the Lord. The community belongs to the Lord. That's why the church is mysterium. She is mystery. Because she belongs to the mystery of God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you see, that unity with God, who is triune God, one in three persons, reflects what church is. Because the church is one, but she's diverse. She's one. We have only one church. In fact, it is wrong to think na may Protestant church, may Anglican church, may Orthodox church, may Catholic church. Jesus founded only one community on Peter and the apostles. And that even the gates of hell can prevail against the church. See? She's only one. Isa lang siya. Brothers and sisters, the first 100 years of Christianity, walang division. The division happened in 1054. When the Orthodox Church made an issue about many things against the Latin Church or the Roman Church or the Catholic Church. Kaya, naghiwalay. Nagkaroon ng division in 1054. But from the time of Jesus until 1054, we have only one church. One church with many faces. maraming mukha ang simbahan. The most important faces would be the face of Rome and the face of the Eastern churches. It's like you see there, man has lungs. Okay? Sabi ni Henry Newman, yun daw simbahan ay parang baga, lungs. Mayroong dalawang lungs. Parehong kailangan para huminga. To breathe, you need those two lungs. That would be the right and the left. That would be what church is. So we are one, and yet we are diverse. Kaya hindi po pwedeng uniform eh. We are not a church of uniformity. Whereas, yes, no, we believe in one God. In that sense, we are one in our belief. Isa tayo in our faith. Isa tayo sa ating faith in God as one. And God has three persons, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. We are one in believing that the Father is the Creator, the Son is the Redeemer, the Son became man, the Son lived as one of us, and He died and resurrected from the dead. We are one in believing that the Holy Spirit is the God who dwells within us. He is the interior soul of the whole of the church. The Holy Spirit. We are one in believing that. We are one in believing that we are called to eternity. So marami tayong one. We are uniform in believing that. No? Pero there are many things in which we are diverse. Liberty, I am still on.
Yes. Father, you can actually show your face. Father, pwede nyo na i-show yung face mong pakikita nila. May ginawa ako. Show your face na. Oh, kita nyo si Father?
Yes.
Ayan, nakikita ka na nila. May ginawa ako, Father. Hindi, mamaya makikita mo sila. Ayan, oh. Ayan, oh. Ayan. See? Nakikita ka nila.
Okay na po.
You can, pero nakikita ka nila. You don't see them? Okay. Teka. Okay, mamaya na lang. Ito lang, oh, sige, para ano lang. Oh. Para alam mo na na may kausap ka. Kita mo?
So, para kayo yung Diyos, hindi ba?
Ang dami, oh.
Para kayo yung Diyos, hindi mahalagang...
Ayan, nagkakawayan, Father. Mamaya na. Nakamute yung mga yan. Pag sinimula mo magkwentuhan yan, ako po. Mamaya na lang.
So, I go back, himayin mo na lang yung mga sinasabi ko. So I'm going back to what I was saying about unity. Pagka-communion, unity yun. It's unity around Jesus. But that unity is not uniformity. Kaya ang mystery dito ay, we are one, but we are necessarily diverse. Different. No? Hindi divided, ha? Iba yung divided. We are not divided. We are different. Please take note of it. I never use the word divided or disunited. I use the word unity but diverse. Unity but...
But ang hina.
What? But it's me. Okay?
But ang hina ng boses ni Father. Hindi niyo marinig? But si Cherry na.
Ang hina. He is very clear.
Cherry, paki-adjust mo na lang yung phone mo.
Full na yun eh. Na-full na yung tune.
O ilapit mo na lang yung boss, yung ano, yung phone sa tenga mo.
Still Cherry Aaron?
Yan, si Cherry Aaron yan. Alam mo naman yan.
Hello, Father!
Gusto lang niya magparinig yan. Makain naman.
Si Cherry Aaron
yan? Yan, si Cherry Aaron yan.
Nakulog ba yan?
Hindi. Sabon.
Dinabasin
ang lahat. Ah, naku, ang dami. Mamaya papakita ko. Mamaya okay. Papakita ko sa'yo. Mamaya na lang. Cherry, lumapit ka na lang, please.
Okay.
Lumapit mo yung tenga mo dyan. Yan, ganyan. Ang layo mo kasi eh. O, sige na.
O, Father, ako din, hindi ako makasulat.
O, Father, okay. Go ahead. Nakatawa si Father sa'yo. Yeah, tama, Father, magpakita ka ng mukha kasi panayin ko nakikita namin. Yan, nakikita ka nila eh, no? Ayan o, kakamay.
Ah, ito. Nagpapatubo ko, Balbas.
Wow, new look yan, Father, ah.
Oh, new look. Okay. So, sabi ko sa inyo, communion, unity, diverse. Okay. Because we are a reflection of God who is one but distinct in persons. Father is the creator, the Son is the redeemer, and the Holy Spirit is our sanctifier. Now, but you see, she is mystery, and you'll be surprised that in Latin, that the translation of mystery is not mysterio. Mysterion in Greek means something that, according to St. Paul, in his letters, okay, mystery means something that is hidden. But God has revealed this. And God has revealed this in history and time through Jesus. And that hidden is something that God desires for us. It is the plan of salvation. And the plan of salvation is realized by Jesus and continues to be realized in the church. See? That's what mystery means. Mystery does not mean that you can never know it. You say, oh, it's mystery, we can never know it. It's, no, it has been made known. But of course, we cannot know it fully. We cannot grasp it fully. We can only attempt and try to see this mystery in the life of the world, in the life of the church, and in the life of individuals. Now, what is the plan of God? Salvation. So what is the target of the church? Nothing less, nothing more. To save all people. Okay? Take note of it. That is the only mission entrusted by Jesus to the church. Make disciples of people. Baptize them in the name of the Father. Diba? Teach them what I have commanded you. You'll all find this in Matthew 28. But what do this all mean? This all mean that we are being called to be with Jesus, to be with God, to be faithful to Jesus. Tomorrow the gospel will tell us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will remain in me. And those who remain in me, keep my commandments. That will be the gospel tomorrow. So, why are we telling people to do what Jesus commands? Ano ba yung mga commandment ni Jesus? To love one another as I have loved you. Diba? To love your enemies. Okay? To feed the hungry. To give drink to the thirsty. To visit those in prison, those who are lonely. Why does Jesus tell us to be poor in spirit, to be meek, to be humble of heart? All of these commandments are meant to lead us to salvation. Salvation is to be with the one to whom we are faithful at the end of life. Salvation means to be with God, to be with Jesus. So what is the work of the church? To proclaim that salvation to people. So it's not the work of the church just to unite people. No, it's not our work simply to unite them because we are not the United Nations. We are uniting people with Jesus, around Jesus. There is a reason for our unity. Our reason for unity is not an earthly goal, an earthly target. Our reason for unity is to be with Him, to be with God, to be with Jesus, to lead people to salvation. That's why the church reflects that unity. Dapat, first of all, tayo mismo united. Before we can teach people to be united, the church herself must be united. Kaya, it is a great scandal that the church is not united, that we have disunity. No, we are not talking only of disunity between Catholics and other Christian denominations and Christian groups. I'm not talking only of that kind of disunity. I'm also talking of unity inside. We have Christians who are against each other. We have Catholics who are against each other. We have priests and lay people against each other. Inside the church, we have that kind of disunity. Any form of disunity is a scandal. Why? Because that is not our nature. Our nature is to be united, to be together, to be one. And we cannot reach salvation unless we are effective in that mission to lead people to that unity with God. So you see, here, my dear friends, no? Natakal ko yung communion, yung unity in diversity, natakal ko yung mystery, natakal ko yung sacrament. Mahalaga yun. Bago natin maintindihan ang iba pang mga bagay tungkol sa simbahan, it's important that you know what her nature is. Then, the next thing you have to understand is her origin. Saan siya nang galing? Sabi ng CCC, galing ang simbahan, no? From the heart of the Father. So, even before the foundation of the church. And when was the foundation of the church? In the New Testament. Who was the founder? Jesus Christ. How did Jesus found the church?
Father, pumapangit ang connection nyo. Walisin nyo muna yung video. Remove the video first. You're losing... Father,
even before the heart of...
Father, alisin nyo muna yung video. Nauubos na yung inyong signal ata eh. Nauubos na yung bandwidth nyo. Nawawala kayo. Alisin nyo muna po yung video. Yan, oh, sige, yan. Father, wait lang ha. Wait lang. Father, wait.
Establishing the new covenant. And then you have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's role to unite the church is